Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we are not discussing page 24 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, because it's a spoiler page, stone-cold spoilers on this page, nothing I can do about it. The very end of the Wanderer story, kind of some stat stuff that you just can't know at this stage, so we have to do dumb vampire tricks. And they've gotten pretty dumb at this point. I mean, we've had singing vampires, we've had vampires who are Gambit from X-Men. I'm very eager to see what we get today, so let me randomize. Today's discipline is Quietus. This is a discipline of the Asimites, now known better as the Banu Hakim. Quietus occupies this odd space in between like the classic vampire disciplines like Dominate, Presence, Protean, and then on the other hand, the real weirdos like Kineticism or Kai. It's a very specific, gimmicky discipline, and it's not exactly for a classic vampire archetype, but it is for a broad character archetype that's kind of coherent with vampirism. The Asimites, as originally conceived, are a clan of Middle Eastern assassins, which is clearly an existing archetype, and you can kind of imagine a vampire being one. There's a lot of overlap. It's different from a vampire being Gambit. Quietus has also changed quite a bit in what the different dots do. I'm going to be using the version from V20 because it's right in front of me. First dot, Silence of Death. Cost a blood point, creates a 20-foot radius of absolute silence for 1 hour. This is what I like to see in a one-dot power. Super useful, effective, it's a utility power. We don't need to worry about a lot of dice mechanics. We don't need to worry about damage stacking up on somebody or like an invincible soak bonus or like this is a game changing. It's just, this is a core thing that this character archetype should be able to do and they can do it. You might ask, should this be an obfuscate power? Maybe, but it's very flavorful and it doesn't have complete overlap with what obfuscate does because with obfuscate, you know, you're making people ignore you. And so if you do something ostentatious, or if you attack them, then the spell is broken and you're, you know, fully visible, whatever, fully noticeable. Here, it's much more limited because it's just sound. You can't be heard. You don't make any sound. But if you then attack someone, the silence effect remains. So it's super scary. I've done actually a scene that I've really enjoyed with an Asimite attacking someone with this power, sneaking up on them when they were in a hotel room. It's a great power, killer first level power. Perfect. Next power, two dots, Scorpion's Touch. This essentially allows you to turn your blood into a poison. It's fine. I don't want to get into it. There's a lot of rules attached to this power, and I think that's part of why I'm pretty cool on it. It's like, I'm all for poison. Don't get me wrong. Poison in a role-playing game, absolutely. But poison is a sometimes food. You don't want to have your character revolve around poisoning people unless it's like a quick, like, it's a weapon that always affects them with like the same easy poison, does a simple thing. Because I just feel like you have more fun and exciting things to do in a combat than worry about very precise rules about how the poison works. So without getting into great detail, I'm cool on Scorpion's Touch. Like it's thematic. It makes sense that it's here, but I don't even want to talk about it, which is a meaningful indictment. Now, Dagon's Call, on the other hand, quote, this terrible power, I disagree. I think this is a fucking rad power. This terrible power allows a vampire to drown her target in his own blood. By concentrating, the kindred bursts her target's blood vessels and fills his lungs with vitae that strangles him from within. Now, I appreciate the effort to mix up the pronouns here, but don't do it within one sentence, because when it comes to a topic like whose lungs are filling up with blood, we need maximum clarity about who we're talking about. Quote, the blood actually constricts the target's body from the inside as it flows through his system. Thus, it works even on unbreathing kindred. Until the target collapses in agony or death throes, this power has no visible effect, and many kindred like it because it leaves no trace of their presence. You gotta touch the person, then within an hour, you issue the call to activate the power. Cost the willpower, you make a contested stamina roll against the target stamina, and you can keep spending willpower to continue the effect. So, it's like a remote activation force choke that works on vampires, but it requires you to, like, touch the person to mark them before you activate it later. Super cool, like, the touch aspect, it's very flavorful, because you gotta find a way to get close, you gotta touch the person, and then if someone knows about this power, if you do kill someone with it, or, you know, attack someone and nearly kill them with it, then anybody who knows how this power works will know, okay, it's going to be somebody who touched you within an hour of when you were attacked, so that we can have an investigation. But all that is gravy. Any power where you drown someone in their own blood is aces with me. Baal's Caress, this is another turn your blood into poison power. Well, I say poison, it's more of an acid, but basically, any living or undead flesh that touches your blood is burned, and so you can put this blood on like a blade or something. The way it works is it doesn't add damage, but it makes damage from bladed weapons into aggravated damage. This is a better power, nice and simple, and allows you to focus on other stuff you're doing in combat. Instead of being a boring, rules-intensive, separate option for combat, this opens up a whole avenue of attacking with bladed weapons in cool action movie or like assassin scene ways, and makes them combat effective against more enemies by turning the damage into ag. So if you want to be a sword guy and you're a vampire, this is great. Or if you want to be a knife guy, I hope it's understood that these are gender-neutral terms. I read a magazine article by a guy who went to like sample a bunch of different food in Las Vegas, and he was talking about being at a restaurant, I think with his partner, and she was like lusting after the knives that they had at this restaurant. Like, I gotta get one of these knives. Who doesn't want a girl who's a knife guy? Anyway, finally, five dots. Baal's Caress, except instead of just putting the blood on a bladed weapon, you can spit it like fucking Tajiri. Like the great fucking Muda. 5 pints. I'm gonna cut to the end. 5 pints. If you can spit acid blood at your foe, and this is crucial, before you do it, you can do the thing, the pro wrestling thing where you like, it's like you're milking your poison glands, you do the thing on your throat, and then you spit the acid at them. I can find no fault with this discipline. It has given me everything I ever wanted. I'm not going to identify anything dumb about this power. That would be ungrateful. Thank you for acid spit, Quietus. I've been waiting for so long. Join me next time for one more dumb vampire trick before we are done with the story of the Wanderer and we get down to serious business in this book on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.